From NPR News, this is Day to Day. The Bush administration is proposing a big fix for the wave of tainted imports we've been hearing about. It wants to strengthen the Food and Drug Administration and the Consumer Product Safety Commission. And Marketplace's Jill Barchet has more. She's here now. And Jill, explain what the Bush administration wants to do here.
Well, it's a big 14-point plan, and the details are sketchy. But here's what we understand right now. One of the biggest pieces is to actually station inspectors in foreign countries so that they can examine drugs and food before they're shipped to the United States. Right now, we just have port inspectors, and they've been pretty ineffective. A second piece is to certify the safety of products and list certified products on a website, and we've never had government-sponsored certifications in the past. And a third large piece is that the FDA could finally force companies to recall products. Until now, recalls were voluntary, and all the FDA could do was suggest it.
So would these make a big difference with the recent scandals? I remember there was a pet food tainted scandal, something with Barbie dolls.
Well, my sources are saying this could really be a big step in the right direction. I mean, take the pet food. The FDA would have had the teeth to require a recall, and that could have led to a much faster recall rather than a long negotiating process with the pet food companies. And with new inspectors in foreign countries, it's possible that they could catch the problem before it gets here. But it all comes down to money. I talk with Chris Waldrop. He's the director of the Food Policy Institute at the Consumer Federation of America. And he says if they don't put a lot of money and people behind this, there will be no one to do the inspections or levy the fines.
Well, one of the biggest things we need to see is increased funding. You know, it's great to give these agencies more authority and greater responsibility, but they need the funding to be able to do it. FDA has been significantly underfunded over the past 5 to 7 years, and if they're going to really do their job, they need to have the resources.
The budget cuts have been huge. The Consumer Product Safety Commission is half the size that it was in the 1980s. There's only one person now inspecting all the toys, and there are just 15 inspectors to police the imports of about $614 billion of consumer products each year.
So the White House is proposing these changes, but now does it have to go to Congress?
Some parts of the plan can be done directly by the White House or the federal agencies, but the big points we're talking about will need Congress to act. Congress has been working on its own separate fix, but now that we have a Republican administration backing increased regulation, the chances are much higher that Congress will act this year. The devil may end up being in the details, particularly with the foreign inspectors. Once the United States puts inspectors abroad and they start barring foreign products because of safety concerns, well, foreign countries can do the same thing to U.S. products, and we could have some foreign trade retaliation.
Thank you, Jill. That's Jill Barchet of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.